A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hello, it's Friday, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy, 66 degrees, KSL's top story. Intermountain Healthcare is bucking the advice about booster shots from the CDC. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
Even after the CDC announced it's okay to mix and match vaccines when getting a booster, Intermountain Healthcare says it's sticking with its original guidance.
So if you had a Pfizer vaccine series and you are able to get a Pfizer booster, go ahead and do that. Same thing with Moderna, same thing with J&J.
Infectious disease doctor Eddie Stenium says that's the ideal situation, but if it's not doable or even if it's inconvenient, go ahead and get what you can.
Then it's okay to go ahead and mix and match, and we're absolutely okay with that.
The exception, Dr. Stenium says, are those rare cases where people had severe reactions to a particular vaccine. Then he says, get a different one. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Well, we have another 1,600 COVID cases in Utah today. The Department of Health reports another 10 Utahns have died. The good news, 14,000 people were vaccinated yesterday. KSL's top national story, perhaps creating further COVID confusion. The head of the CDC says we may need to change the definition of fully vaccinated. They're thinking that since the elderly and the infirm are cleared for boosters, maybe it should take three shots before you're fully vaccinated. And there's now a second shot for anybody who's at J&J. Maybe this is all semantics, but they're actually now discussing what it means to be fully vaccinated. This morning, the CDC did approve booster shots of Moderna and the J&J vaccines. So let's try to clarify who is eligible.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the U.S. has enough supply of COVID vaccine boosters for all newly eligible adults.
About 70 million are eligible now.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the first in line should be
those who are 65 and older, those who are 18 and older and live in long-term care settings, have underlying medical conditions, or live or work in high-risk settings.
But if you're 18 or older and received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at least 2 months ago, the CDC says you're eligible for the vaccine now. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Queen of England is back at home at the castle after being hospitalized on Wednesday night. ABC's James Longman is at Buckingham Palace trying to figure out what was wrong.
She was last seen on Tuesday evening at Windsor Castle, where she was hosting a reception. It was after that that her doctors told her that she should get some rest. The palace says that she went in for preliminary investigations and that she's now in good spirits. We don't believe any of this is related to COVID.
So we know what it's not, but we have no idea what it was. This is still happening. More Americans have been flown out of Afghanistan. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
According to the State Department, another charter flight went out this week from Kabul to Qatar, including some 40 U.S. citizens and green card holders. Other nationals from places like Germany, Canada, and the U.K. were on as well. The State Department has declined to provide accurate figures on just how many American citizens currently remain in the country.
So it remains unknown how many Americans are still trying to get out of Afghanistan. Alec Baldwin has yet to speak about the deadly shooting on a movie set in New Mexico yesterday, an accident that killed the cinematographer of a movie and wounded its director when Baldwin fired a prop gun. One director not involved with this movie says a lot of flicks don't even fire blanks anymore.
We were encouraged not to use blanks, but to rely on visual effects in post to create whatever effect we wanted from a particular firearm, with the actor miming the recoil.
That's director Stephen Hall. Alec Baldwin was filming a low-budget Western called Rust When the accident happened, police are investigating. Are you having Comcast problems this afternoon? Well, it's not just you. There are some problems north of Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Diana Kosrovi spoke with Comcast.
A connectivity shutdown is affecting homes and businesses stretching from Bountiful to Ogden. Comcast Director of External Affairs Deneva Knight says a truck hit their fiber line causing the shutdown. Although she doesn't have an ETA on when connection will be restored, she says crews are currently at the scene working to resolve the issue. Diana Kosrovi, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County's district attorney has cleared a deputy who shot and killed a gunman right outside the county jail months ago. The DA also gave a stern warning to gun owners.
I am imploring to our lawful gun owners out there, please secure your weapons and safely store them in your homes, and please do not leave them in your vehicles.
Sim Gill said the man who fired at deputies last April used a gun that was stolen from an unlocked car. Utah's unemployment rate has dropped to 2.4%. Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald says Utah still has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation.
That's really good news. And the other big number is that we're at 3.4% job growth. And there's only two states in the nation right now that can really tout of having positive job growth.
Nearby Idaho is another state that has an exceptionally low jobless rate. KSL News Time 306. Ricky Meese is here with a quick look at traffic. What's going on?
We are coming in hot. A lot of problems on the drive already in place. Up north, way up north in Box Elder County, heavy southbound delays on I-15. And that stretches from Honeyville down to Corinne. Then in Salt Lake County, a crash northbound I-15 just after 3300 south. Had been blocking right lanes. It's now over to the shoulder, but it's backing traffic to Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This sounds like the early Friday rush, huh, Ricky?
It could be. I'm hoping not, but we may see a nasty drive today.
You will hear my minute of news next. Stay right here.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.